Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey.
Hey, it's Nadine with Local Splash.
How you
What
doing?
can we? I'm good. I'm good. I'm good. I'm super excited. I saw your Google Business profile with all the reviews.
Oh yeah, and guess who the
That's so
genius
good.
was that put it there?
Well, let me guess. We kind of walked you through a little bit of it, and then I saw that you said you took it over or something. What happened?
Well, somebody said to me, when it popped up number one Monday and then it disappeared. Somebody said to me, Mike, what you need to do is refresh a lot of stuff on there, like change anything you can change, change photos, do this, do this, do this. So I went, all right. So I went in there and I noticed that before I didn't have the power to respond to my customers' reviews, because I wasn't verified. So this time it gave me the option to respond. And I said, you know what? When I do that, when I respond, it's going to refresh this whole dang thing. So I went all the way down the line and I responded to all those reviews. It took me a while, but I did it. And then I changed anything I could change. I mean, even if I just changed my business hours by the, just 1 hour, just whatever I could do. And when I got done, I Googled Plastermaster in Savannah, Georgia, and it was right there, number one.
Yeah. If you're typing in your name, right? But what I did is I did a search, okay? Because I saw your profile, but I said no, because I know too, I saw that we attached the website, which I think the website looks great, by the way. And then I saw that like the Facebook advertising started and everything. I saw that you granted them access to that. So I'm glad that we're moving in the right direction, right? And I see Catherine. I'm so glad Catherine's your account manager. She's amazing. But I just did, Michael. I just went in there and I said, you know what? I'm going to type in, I didn't even put your zip code. Okay. I just typed in plaster and I just literally put just plaster. Okay. Because again, that's the type of service, right? I just kind of threw it out there and I just put Savannah, Georgia. You came up number one for me. Now remember, I'm in California, so I have to put the state. I have to put the city and state in order for me to get the search results as if I'm in Savannah, Georgia, right? So I was happy to see, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's this profile again, you know? So I'm super stoked about that. You really, really am. And I
almost
want to reassure
started
you this. Oh no. Happy tears, right? Happy tears.
crying.
And I'm so super excited for you. So, I was looking through the notes, right? And then for Facebook ads, more pictures are available on Facebook. It looks like that's what one of the other reps wrote on here. Let me look at something. So what I wanted to ask you, and I wanted to be very like, I want to be very reassuring to you on this. You will continue to maintain your ownership of your profile, right? What we're going to be doing is the management of your keywords and search terms, okay? You still have control over it. We're not going to take it over and kick you off. We don't work like that, right? And I think that's what's happened to you in the past. So, but in order for us to continue optimizing, right, that page, we have to have access to it. So if you don't give them access, you're kind of tying our hands on that
Well,
part
let
of
me
it.
tell you a little story real quick.
Okay. Yeah, tell me.
I was talking to one of your guys, and I don't know if it was yesterday, because I guess I'm getting senile, but I don't know if it was yesterday or the day
It's okay.
before. But we were trying to do that. And this guy, he was not very patient. Now, I was getting weird vibes from him. I hate to say it, but I'm just
That's
being honest
okay.
with
No,
you.
I want you to tell me. Tell me. I need to know.
He kind of gave me the creeps because he was just so blunt and just so, I almost said, you know what? You sound frustrated. I think I'm just going to let you go and I'm going to talk to somebody else, later. I almost said that.
Oh, you should have
And I said,
called
you know,
me, Mike.
I know I almost said I'll talk to Nadine later, but he sounded like like, you know how somebody sounds when they're pissed off at something and they're trying their damnedest to hold it back because they're talking to a customer?
Yeah.
Well, it sounded like that. And I was like, either it's that or he's just this way. I don't know which.
Okay.
But he was just real, real. It was almost like talking to Spock on Star Trek.
Mm-hmm.
Except he was a little rude Spock.
How'd you know I would know about Star Trek? No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I think
we're
everybody
telling our age here.
Right, I think everybody does.
But not the original Star Trek, right? I don't think a lot of people know about that one.
I dang sure do. I grew up watching it.
I know I do. Hey, I used to watch Little House on the Prairie, you know?
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. Well, I watched Lost in Space. How about that? Okay, that goes way back.
Oh my gosh, Lonesome Dove. We were just talking about that the other day, my husband and I. Not too many people know about that. Okay.
Yeah.
So let me notate this. Okay, so this was yesterday, right?
I think so.
Okay. All right, so let me do this. I'm going to put in here, I'm going to put, you began replying to reviews. Seemed to have refreshed it. Spoke, let me see here. Spoke with one of our reps yesterday and stated.
Yeah, he just wasn't very friendly. He was,
and seemed frustrated?
Well, when I told him, he said, you must have that under a different email because I couldn't see the little three dots he was trying to get me to find.
Right.
And I said, no, I don't see the little three dots. And he's like, okay, well, it must be under a different email address. What you need to do is find the person that created that for you and find out what email they use. I said, no, I only have two emails.
Yeah.
And you just said it had to be a Gmail, so it's got to be SturgisMC@gmail.com. Well, Mike,
right.
Obviously that's not working, so you can't see the three little dots. So, you know, I don't know what to do until you contact whoever it is that got this up for you. And when he got done with his little rudeness, I just went, okay, all right, thank you. You know,
well,
because I
you should have called me. If you know, and again, you have my number, right? Even if I can't make a change, if you felt that way, you should have called me right away, Mike. No,
well,
that, right?
I couldn't because like.
Well, you're probably in the middle of something too. You know?
Right, I was,
and that's okay. But even the next day, you should have called and said, "Hey, Nadine, you know what? Something didn't sit well with me. You know, yesterday we were trying to do X, Y, Z.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because I want to make sure you get taken care of. And I'm going to tell you, we have a really, really great team. And I apologize.
Mm-hmm.
If you felt that way, you know, and I want to make sure that you're taken care of. I know that Catherine, so Catherine, I think have you spoken with Catherine because she is your account manager?
She introduced herself. She called me one evening and introduced herself, and she sounded like a real nice lady.
She
amazing. Don't get me wrong. This guy, he wasn't like totally mean or anything. It's just that I was getting vibes over the phone like I just wanted to hang up. Like I just wanted to say, you know what, you sound like you're not even happy right now. So you know what, I'm just going to let you go.
Mm.
That's just the vibes I got. You know, I'm a pretty in tune person with people, and I can pick up on things, you know, really easy. And he just sounded like he was like, if I had to guess at it, he was super pissed off at somebody, and he was trying his best to hold it back.
Kind of having a bad day, maybe?
Yeah.
I get that. I get where I would probably feel like that, too, if I was you on the other end. You know, kind of feel like, I know maybe it's not me. You don't seem as
friendly
right now on the phone. Maybe because I'm such a bubbly type of person. You know? I don't know. It's like you and I kind of hit it off real good, right? Like, I'm at least sort of you know? And I get that. You know, I'm not going to lie, Mike. I've probably been in a situation where I was having a super bad day, and I'm just like, a day where it was just emotional, right? Something broke in my life.
Right.
And and I'm just like holding back tears and I'm trying to put the smile on my face, you know, and sometimes I think, wow, can they hear that on the other end?
You know? Only like, if they're a sensitive
she looks
person.
Like she's raised. Right. You know, so listen, I'm going to be chatting with Catherine because I told her that I would definitely reach out. She's like, listen, I don't think he wants to give us access to the Google business profile. So because you've built a good rapport with him, do you want to just follow up with Mike? Because I think we saw it in a text, I think it was, you sent, if I go back.
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm real concerned about, though, and I don't even know if I mentioned this to y'all or not.
Yeah, tell
but
me.
I've got some old listings that are all goofed up, like Yelp. For instance, they got my old telephone number, and there's other old listings that I looked up and it said, and I was like, wow, this is old. And I looked it up and it had my old phone number, my old address. And I was like, oh my God, this is so goofy. And I have no way of fixing it.
Okay. Okay. So let me take a look. As far as from what I know, okay, I know that within the directories that we submit to, we can update, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, we don't want your information wrong. You know what happens, though, is, like, let's say in the past you signed up with somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they create all these listings on different, like, different profiles on different, like, directories.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some of them will submit you to, like, 40-some-odd directories, right?
Right, right.
Probably directories that no one's even heard of, and it could have been, like, when you first started your company or what have you.
Yeah.
Right? And then all of a sudden, you got all this old information, right,
mm-hmm.
on some directories, and you're like, oh, my gosh, that was, like, from a long time ago.
Right? Yeah.
And so it just makes it inconsistent. I know when we're doing like Google placement and all that,
mm-hmm.
everything has to be consistent across the board,
mm-hmm.
right? Because Google recognizes that. So
yeah.
Like on Yelp, like your Facebook page, those are primarily the ones and Bing that we really focus on that the information
mm-hmm.
is correct. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I will tell you this. Anyone who's going to look up your services, Mike, they're going to go
mm-hmm.
to the following. Google, Yelp,
mm-hmm.
Facebook, Bing, okay, and Apple Maps. That's where they're going.
Yeah.
Those are the top search engines that people will go to, okay? They're not, I'm going to be honest with you, they don't go to all these other directories that might be
what
we would consider like a Yext or something like that. Yeah, those just aren't directories that people really go on. It's like even on your phone, if I'm asking Siri, hey, Siri, find me a plumber near me, Siri's going to put up the search results that are pulling from Safari, which is pulling from Google.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Everything goes directly back to Google.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, but be rest assured about that. You know, I can understand where you would feel concerned, right? Like, oh my gosh, like I'm noticing like my information's like not even the same information, right, across the board. But
yeah,
definitely.
Yeah,
I think I even saw you like on
Yellow Pages,
Thumbtack.
Oh, I'm on Thumbtack.
Yeah, you're using them, right? I saw a listing on you there. Now I can match the face with the voice. It has your picture on there, right?
Yeah, well, that picture's about, I don't know, it might be 10 years old, so I look like that with a little whiter hair.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
I think I was 52
I can match
in that
face.
Picture.
How
yeah.
old are you now?
I'm 64.
Oh, my gosh, you're still a youngster. What are you talking about?
Well, have you seen the little teeny shrunken down little Plaster Master little logo thing that stuck to my, I think it's actually on my Google listing. When you pull it up, you can see this, it's about the size of a quarter and it says Plaster Master and I got white glasses on and it's like a cartoon, but it looks more like me than a cartoon. Yeah, that one is more current.
Oh, okay. You're so young, though. What are you talking about? You're
well,
like
I'm not. I'm not exactly
you know,
bent over and walking with a cane yet.
Right. But yeah, it's like you know what? It's how you feel is how you will look. If we feel sick, then we're going to look sick. That's how I see it.
Well, you know what? Physically, I'm still great, but this guy said something to me today that made me laugh. It made me realize how old I look. He goes, he was buying something from me today, and he says, so what did you used to do? And I kind of looked at him, and he goes, what do you do now?
And what he said, what did you, you're still working. What are you talking about? I haven't retired.
Yeah, he goes, what did you used to do? And then he goes, well, what did you do?
You're like, you mean, what am I still doing now?
Yeah. It caught me, and I was like, oh my God, I guess I do look that old.
Oh my gosh. What did you used to do? Oh,
yeah.
Wow. I tell my kids, do you think I have this gray hair for no reason? This is wisdom, right?
You know what's funny? You know what's funny though? I literally still feel 30. I mean, literally, I still feel 30. And people say that I don't sound a day older than 30, which I know my voice never did age. I don't know what happened there. But when I pass the mirror, I go, oh my God, you're not 30, buddy. You know, age just goes.
Yeah.
So I haven't even had a chance to accept the fact that I'm not 30 anymore.
Oh my gosh.
But I feel it. I feel it.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
well,
it's crazy.
Know, I feel good too. Sometimes when I get out of bed, I'm like, oh, my back hurts. Oh, you know, it takes a little bit longer, right? But other than that,
yeah.
I feel great. You know, my daughter
yeah.
always laughs. She goes, you act like if you're 21 and you're not. And I said, I'm just, you know, I've seen some people, like friends of mine from high school that have aged, and I'm like, oh wow. You know,
yeah, I've seen
but
the same
you can
thing,
tell
yeah.
that it's like, you must have had a really tough life, you know, after high school.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Whether it was, I mean, I know a lot of them, you know, they drink a lot, and nothing against anyone
mm-hmm.
to drink, right? But that usually takes a toll on your body.
I lost two brothers like that.
I just feel like, you know, I just feel like, wow, that's just, you know what I mean? And that's why, again, I think too, even in the industry that you work in, right? I mean, if you look at a lot of guys that do roofing, if they're not drinking
mm-hmm.
a lot of water, they're out in the sun and all that, they just tend to age
yeah.
faster, you know? And I think the stress levels of our life, right? But I think that's why they say smiling and laughing is one of the best medicines.
Well,
don't be so serious.
I'm still waiting. No. I'm still waiting for my hair. I don't know why my hair hasn't turned white yet, but my beard is white, but my hair is still blonde up top.
Oh my
just like
gosh.
It always, you know, always was. I'm like, when's it gonna turn white?
Oh my gosh, dude, two tone.
Yeah, it's kind of weird, but it's taking it sweet. And I know guys younger than me, their hair is white.
Yeah, my brother's like that. He's like all gray, and my brother's.
Mm-hmm.
Barely 40. I'm 40. No, my brother's going to be 44. So, because I'm 10 years older than him.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm 63. My brother will be actually 43 this year.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a full head of, by 35, he had a full head of gray hair. But I think it also runs in our family, too. You get gray hair at a young age.
Yeah, yeah. I had a buddy that was salt and pepper at 27.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
like
weird,
I said, it's wisdom. It's wisdom.
Yeah.
So,
well, he was an idiot, so.
Aw. I feel like that about my siblings sometimes, but I still love them. I don't have to like them, but I love them.
Yeah.
So, you know, we have our differences, but it's okay. You know, sibling rivalry.
Yeah.
I think it's, you know, I'm the oldest. Listen to me or don't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest for a reason.
I got a sister like that.
Do you?
Man.
You know, it's funny. My brother, he's like, listen, I'm bigger than you. And I said, that still don't mean I won't put you in your place, buddy. And he just laughed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But yeah, my sister says she's the middle child and she got cheated. My brother's the baby. He's the favorite and the only boy. And I'm the oldest. So no matter what I did, wasn't wrong. And she's like, you know, look at your baby book. There's pictures. Mom wrote every single thing that you did. and you look at my book and only have a few pictures. You look at Carlos's baby book and he's got all these pictures. So
she's got a point. She's got a point because I'm also a middle child.
Are you really?
Yeah, and all the attention went to my older brother, my sister, which was next, and then my little brother, the runt.
Oh, and you me, got chopped liver.
Right, me and my brother Monty were in the middle. So we kind of got bypassed a little bit.
Oh, wow.
Except I was my mom's favorite.
Okay, well, see, that's better than anything, being her favorite.
Yeah, he always looked out for me.
Absolutely. Good for you. Okay, I mean, I think she should be very proud of you, too, right? Because it seems like, I don't know, in my opinion, even talking with you, Mike, you seem very genuine, and you've been very successful with your business. So you learned that somebody, right?
You know what? It's funny. I just got off the phone with a guy. He's been talking to me for not very long, about 2 days.
Uh-huh.
And I threw a bid on a job. And I thought I lowballed it, you know, because I know everybody's giving Kmart prices right now.
Uh-huh.
And so I kind of lowballed it, and he called me, and I said, oh, okay, I must have got this one. He called me, and he says, Mike, is there any way you can come a little more down? Because your competition, this guy, he's a little lower than you. And I said, wow, I already thought I lowballed it already. And he said, well, you know, I've been talking with you for a couple of days, and I feel more comfortable with you. I'd rather you do the job, but we just got to get the numbers right. And
uh-huh.
It's funny, but I hear that a lot. I hear a lot of people say, I feel more comfortable with you. I've been talking with you for a couple of days now, and I didn't feel very good with this other guy. I didn't like what he was saying, and I didn't like his personality. And, you know, I hear that a lot. So, you know, communication is very important.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have to agree with you on that too. 100%.
Mm-hmm.
Communication's key. Communication is key. Or else, you know what? It's like we say, you can't read my mind. I can't read your mind. We gotta communicate, you know, and
that
open door of communication is what's going to make you always successful in your personal life, your business, in all aspects of your life, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Communication and having to communicate also correctly, right?
Relationships
and what have you. Yeah, for sure. What I've done is I've reached out to Catherine. How does your schedule look for tomorrow? Because I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not really good about giving instructions on access to like Google Business profiles. Is there a specific time that you would prefer Catherine to reach out to you so that I could ask her? Since she's your account manager, would that be okay?
It would have to be like around this time right here because today I had a nutty, nutty day.
Oh, no.
If you'd have tried to call me before 4, I wouldn't have even been able to answer the phone. I mean, because I think I looked at 4 jobs today. One of them was an hour away, and the others were local. But I've been scrambling around. Mostly pricing jobs, trying to win jobs. And that's a weird spot to be in because you want to be on the job, doing the job, not pricing them, but that's where I'm at now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so why don't we do that? Why don't I ask Catherine to give you a call tomorrow? 6 o'clock works for you at your time, right?
Oh, that's fine. I'm at home by then.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Why don't we do that? Because, you know, I don't know if you're going to have a crazy day again tomorrow, right? We don't want to interrupt you while you're working either. So I'm going to ask Catherine to please give you a call to go over any additional questions you have and to assist you with that. She's your account manager. But if you ever feel at any time, Mike, you have my number. You call me.
Oh, yeah. You're definitely in my notebook
but
and you're logged in my phone.
Catherine, when I saw that she was your account manager, I was tickled pink.
Mm-hmm.
They're all great. Don't get me wrong. All of our team is great at what they do. Catherine is super sweet, very patient. She's one of our best too. Okay. So I've already put a note in there and then I'll make sure that she gives you a call tomorrow. Okay.
Reach
out to me. Yeah.
This is how important communication is. I don't know why this came to my mind, but One day, I remember I was so frustrated. I wanted to like turn into the Hulk, right?
Oh my gosh, you? No.
Oh yeah, and I very rarely get like that, but this particular night, I was like that. And I happened to call AT&T because I had some issues with my phone. And
yeah.
I was, you know, it takes a lot to get me mad. It does. It takes a lot to get me mad and frustrated. Well, I was there. And the lady that answered the phone was so calm and so sweet and so mellow and so understanding that by the time our conversation got done, I literally felt like somebody gave me a Valium. Just from talking to her.
No way.
And yeah, and I told her before we hung up, I said, look, I got to tell you something. When I first was talking to you, I was ready to chew nails. I said, but after hearing your very calm voice and you're so calm and you were just so super, super sweet and calm that you actually calmed me down by the time we got done talking. And she started laughing and she said, I've been told that before. And I said, well, don't change. Whatever you do, don't change.
You want to know something? I have to tell you this. You know, my husband, I deal with a lot of his doctor's appointments and stuff. And there was this one particular time that they weren't listening to what we were saying. And I felt like I kept repeating myself. And I finally said, you know what? And I was kind of firm. I mean, I was already like with guns loaded, right? I was going to fire off. And I know that's surprising hearing it from me, right? But it was like, I was almost like I was ready to just, you know what I mean? I'm going to fire off on everybody right now.
Right.
No one's
right.
listening to the concerns that we're having, right? And I feel like I'm not getting my point across and I'm saying it in the most nicest way and firm way, but now I'm going to get firmer on this phone call. And I told the gal, look at, this is what's going on, X, Y, Z, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, and my husband's looking at me like, bring it down a notch. And I'm like, and I wasn't screaming, but I was getting louder. And I was like, I need you guys to hear me out when I say this. And the girl was like, I understand. I really apologize. I hear you. And I said, and at the end of that conversation, I said, you know what? I am so sorry that you had to receive the other end of that.
Yeah.
I realized that this is not your fault. And I'm shooting the messenger. You know what I mean?
Oh, man.
And I said, and I am so sorry. I work in customer service and I know better. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
And I said, I'm really sorry. And she's like, you know what? I completely understand. I go, you know, I felt immediate guilt because I thought, you know what? This poor girl, it's not even, and I'm not being really mean about it. I'm just being like really firm and I'm talking like with a very firm voice. And, and I realized like, you know what, Edine, this girl's like giving me the opposite. And I'm like, shut up, Nadine, and apologize, you know, but you know, and I told her, I told her the same thing, you know, it's the fact that you weren't on the phone because what she was doing was, even though it wasn't her fault, she was owning where she was owning where the miscommunication was, right? And instead of making excuses, she said, I apologize. I understand what you're talking about. I'm taking notes as you're telling me all this. And I'm like, okay. What could I do?
So that kind of took all the air out.
It did. It took like all the power out of it. And I was like, I exhausted myself being so angry for no reason.
I tell you what, when I was in my 40s, I was nothing like I am now. When I was in my 40s, if I was on a job and a customer turned on me, you know, and I knew, cause I know I'm an honest guy. I know I am. So, you know, that's not bragging. That's just being completely honest. But when I was on a job and I felt like a customer was being crooked with me and completely twisting things on me, oh man, I would go bananas and I would literally grab all of my stuff and throw it in my truck and leave. I wouldn't do that today. But back then, oh yeah, if somebody was turning on me and freaking on me, I would go, I tell you what, buddy. And I would just start grabbing my stuff and he would be watching me like, what the hell is he doing? And I would be loading my stuff in my truck, you know, taking everything to my truck, and I'd just get out of there. Just leave, because I knew that they were trying to railroad me and I wasn't not going to let that happen. I've done that a couple of times. And when I look back on that now, I'm like, wow, Mike, you didn't put up with nothing. But now that I'm older, I tend to kind of let things kind of glide a little bit.
I think we pick and choose our battles, right?
Yeah. I still have that button that I'll push, but it just takes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
It takes a lot.
It does. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's like pick and choose our battles. And I think we mature as we get older. We mature a little bit more. And it's just like, you know what? Is it really worth me getting all super upset?
Yeah.
You know, it's just sometimes it takes more energy being mad. Well, it's like,
my wife used to tell me back then, she used to say, you're bringing this all on yourself. It's never going to stop because you're encouraging it. And I used to make me mad when she would tell me that.
Yeah.
But then as I got a little bit older, I thought about that and I said, you know what? I wonder if that's true. So I started calming down. I started self-medicating and calming down. And I noticed my blood pressure got under control. I didn't need blood pressure medicine anymore.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. And I wasn't flying off the handle with people anymore. And I was calm, you know, and cool and collective at every situation. I was like, you know what? I think she might have been right about that. I think I was fighting against myself.
Yeah.
You know? But I don't do that anymore. I'm Mr. Calm.
She's a wise
now.
Woman. There you go. There you go. And you'll live longer.
Right? Yeah.
Well, Mike, I'm glad that I called you. I'm so super excited for you. I believed you when you said you don't know how many reviews I have on there.
Yeah.
I believed you. And look at, I'm like, you know what? I mean, an amazing that you're showing on right on the first page, you know?
I know. So, I wanted to drop to my knees and start crying when I realized that I put myself back there just by doing all that homework that I did. And boom, there it was. And I was like, God. And every 30 minutes, I kept checking it. Every 30 minutes, and it was still there. The next morning, I checked it. It was still there. I was like, okay, I think I'm there.
You're like, praise the Lord, right?
But I did have a better presence. I had a better, I don't even know how to describe it, but there was a better, thing that I had that disappeared. But I'm not complaining. Maybe this one will, turn into that one after a while. I don't know.
Yeah, give it some time. And that's why I said, I mean, part of us having the access is so that way we can improve the search results, right?
Okay.
By posting, doing the keywords, the search terms, right?
Because,
you know, all of that plays a factor in everything. So that's why I'm super excited for you.
Let me ask you this, the Facebook presence, when do you think that will be seen?
Let me take a look at here really, really quick. I will tell you right now, because I know that I saw and I was like, man, they're like moving fast on everything here. It's moving fast.
Yeah. Awesome.
I know that they also send you notifications too, okay? So it looks like business Facebook page optimized. Let me take a look here to see what else has been going. Your My Sites Live. Let me see what else is going on here. Google Business Profile. It should be coming up pretty soon. Really quickly.
I bought a lot of things off of Facebook.
Have you?
Yeah, just advertisements that I've seen.
Yeah.
And wow, that's cool. I think I'll order that. So when you said Facebook, at first I thought
Facebook ads.
Then I thought, wait a minute, Mike, everybody's going to be looking at that, not just your Facebook friends. I don't know why I thought that at first.
Yeah, that's the thing. A lot of people think with the Facebook ads, let me just see. Catherine's chatting me. She added you to her calendar. Okay. You need to still add it on.
I think I added the website to my Google listing.
Yes, I seen that there. Good job. So with Facebook ads, right? A lot of people have the misconception. Well, I don't have a lot of friends on my Facebook page. Who's going to see it? It doesn't matter. It's not, you don't want to limit it to just your friends. We're talking about someone's doing a search on Google, right? Let's say they didn't call you, right? But now they happen to go to their Facebook page and they're just looking at their pictures or they're looking at their stories. Okay. Well, all of a sudden now they're seeing your ad appear.
That's going to help a lot.
Yes. That's what's going to help you reach even more new customers, right? Mm-hmm. What I love about the Facebook ads is we make them unique to retarget an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. Okay? And they click on it, they call you directly. I'm going to tell you, a lot of our clients have seen great results, and it's not people that have to be your Facebook friend, right?
Yeah.
I'll give you an example, okay? My husband does dialysis. I talk to his nurse at least 2 to 3 times a week. I couldn't remember the phone number. For whatever reason, I was having a brain fart. I went on Google and I typed in Fresenius Kidney Care near me, right? Because I live in Anaheim and it's in the same city. Well, I go on my Facebook page 2 days later, mind you, and I'm doing a post for our granddaughter's birthday, right? And all of a sudden, this Facebook ad for Fresenius Kidney Care pops up. Okay? Pops up. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
Because you were searching it?
Because I looked at Fresenius Kidney Care, their services.
Oh, yeah.
And so now it retargeted me as having an interest in their service. And I am not their friend.
Yeah.
And I didn't even like their page on Facebook. Okay? So I'm now being targeted with their ad. Because it's targeting based on the searches that were performed on Google. So even if someone didn't need your service right at that moment, your ad is branding in their mind. And eventually, they're like, hey, I need some work done. And I remember there was something with the name Plaster. I'm going to go and look it up on Google, see if I can find him. And sure enough, they'll find you. Right?
It's funny. A man called me yesterday, and I said, how'd you find me? And I wanted to hear him say, Google, right?
Right.
I said, how did you find me? And he goes, I think you were in one of these local magazines about a year ago, and I clipped it out and kept it on my refrigerator.
No way.
Yeah, I was in a magazine on Skidaway Island. It's one of these gated communities, one of these high-end gated communities.
Right.
And I put my ad in the magazine. Yeah. But
wow.
I disconnected that because I only got like, what, one call or two calls?
But look, even though you're no longer doing that, that person held on to that magazine. You know, I mean, I understand that, you know, no one really picks up magazines or paper anymore, but that guy held on to it and look it.
I know, that made me go, Mike, maybe you should have stayed in that magazine.
Well, you know, honestly, Mike, I'll tell you, and in some community papers might work in areas where, you know, there's still like an older audience that's where they go to. But majority of people, I mean, even my mom. My mom's going to be 80 and she goes on Google.
They just don't read anymore, like, you know, papers.
It's not like before, you know.
Yeah.
But, so Catherine has you on our calendar. Okay, my dear, she'll be calling you tomorrow, okay?
All right.
Listen, you have a good evening. Get some rest there.
Oh,
okay?
Yes, ma'am. You too. Thank you.
All right. Always a pleasure.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
You too.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.